Erin Gruwell is the educator and mentor behind the group known as the Freedom Writers, the personal stories, classroom adventures, and educational triumphs of Erin and her students are recorded in their moving collaboration and New York Times bestseller, The Freedom Writers' Diary, How a Teacher and 150 Teens Used Writing to Change Themselves and the World Around Them. Their story was made into a feature film in 2007, starring Hilary Swank as Gruwell. On Tuesday, November 19th, Erin will be speaking at Salem College in the Haynes Auditorium at 7:30. I spoke to Erin from the Freedom Writers Foundation office in Long Beach, California, and I began by asking her about her visit to the college.
What I'd love to do is to talk about how everyone has a story, and our story, the Freedom Writers story, really had a genesis in storytellers who unfortunately are no longer here. The power of the pen through Anne Frank. Resilient folks who were able to tell their story in the face of great adversity and great challenge. So when I walked into a classroom in the fall of 1994, I had students who were very challenged, students who came from a really difficult background, who thought they were going to drop out of school at the age of 14, be behind bars by the age of 16, and most tragically, 6 feet under by the time they were 18. So our story really began teaching my students that they had a voice, teaching them that they could rewrite their own ending, and teaching them that they were in charge of their destiny.
Tell me a little bit about how the journaling process began in your classroom.
So in the feature film, we actually really show that process, that it's not easy, of writing a story. And there's a young girl who, in the feature film, we named Ava. In reality, her name is Maria. And she had never read a book from cover to cover. She had failed nearly every class she'd ever been in. She hated reading. She hated writing. She hated me. And her first journal assignment, this is what she wrote. She wrote, "I hate Erin Gruwell, and if I wasn't on probation, I would probably shank her." And when I read that diary entry, I was in horror and bewildered. I didn't even know what shanking was at that point. I didn't have all those urban words in my lexicon or in my dictionary. Immediately, I realized that I have to walk my students through the power of writing. That it had always been perceived as, you know, I don't speak the right words. I don't have the right spelling. I'm going to have a teacher take out their red pen and tell me all the things that I have done wrong. So it really was more of a deficit model. And what I needed to teach my students was that writing is liberating. And writing is powerful, and writing can be very cathartic if you write about things that matter. And that was really the exciting part of our journey, is learning how to write powerfully and with purpose and with persuasion and no judgment. And once my students felt safe, it was very, very liberating. And so ironically, this young girl, Maria, who we named Ava in the film, went from writing, "I hate Erin Gruwell, and if I wasn't on probation, I would probably shank her," to writing a best-selling book. And that, to me, is the greatest tribute to teaching and to writing and to individuality.
Educator, activist, and mentor, Erin Gruwell. Erin will be speaking at the Haynes Auditorium at Salem College on Tuesday, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. In case you are wondering, all 150 of Erin's students graduated from high school, and many are now pursuing careers in education themselves. You can find out more information on the Freedom Writers book and the current work of the Freedom Writers Foundation on our website. Go to wfdd.org, and once you're there, click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.